Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Thank you. It's a real joy and honor, privilege, to be able to come and to speak to you out of God's Word, the wonderful words of life, good Word that He gave us to live by. It's God's Word, God's manual. It's precious and pure. God's Word. Thank God He gave us His Word. He didn't leave us on this earth comfortless nor alone. He didn't leave us on this earth without instruction. He didn't leave us on this earth without some parameters. Thank God He laid down His plan of salvation simply because He loved us. He didn't have to, but He promised that He would send a conquering seed, a sacrificial lamb, to rescue us, to redeem us, to save us, to reconcile us back to God Almighty, because man fell to sin out of their own heart, listening to the devil, rather listening to the Lord. And man was found a sinner because they partook of the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And of course, we are Adam and Eve's offspring, and we're all born in sin now and shaping iniquity. From our mother's womb, we come forth speaking lies. And from the womb, the Bible says we are transgressors. And the Bible talked about man is evil and man is wicked. The flesh, the heart of man is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. And man, at his very best states, altogether vanity. The Bible talked about man, how wretched man is. I know it's not a joyful subject to talk about, but the things I'm quoting, that's the Bible. And that's what we are in God's eyes. The Bible says we are filthy. We're dirty. We got a depraved nature. We were born with it, because they ate of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. And we can't blame all of everything on Adam and Eve, because you and because of me, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all chose sin, and we all will choose sin, because we're born in sin, shaping iniquity. And when you reach the age of accountability, you're not only a sinner by birth, but you become a sinner by choice. And we come to that age where we choose sin rather than choosing good. Now, you may be a good moral person, and you may not be as bad as I was, but we're all sin. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even the greatest moral person has sinned. I mean, if you think about it, all through the Scripture, you know, young Samuel, he was a sinner. He had to get saved. He got saved at a young age, but he was a sinner, and he did not know the Lord's voice, and the Lord called his name, just like the Lord calls everyone's name. Eventually, He calls us all, and He's been dealing with all. He's been dealing with His creation. Now, we're not all God's children. We're all His creation, but He calls us, each and every one of us, one by one, to be saved. Now, furthermore, I'll say that even if there was just one lost person, this is the love of God, even if there was only one lost person that went astray, the Lord Jesus would have still come into the sin-cursed world and bled and suffered and died and went through the same turmoil and same pain and judgment. And he would have fulfilled the same sacrifice if it was only just you that was lost, or only just me that was lost. It's like the Scripture says, he left the 99 and went into the wilderness just to save the one. And that's the love of God. Oh, the love of God that drew salvation's plan, and the love that brought it, in the grace of God that brought it down to man. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. But He would have come even if there was just one. But I guarantee you, I know this, that He's searching and looking for you that's out there that's lost. And that's why the Lord's put on my heart and others to minister and to preach from a platform, from experience, and knowing there's a reality in salvation. I tell you, someone that's not saved, they can't lead you to Calvary. They can't lead you to the cross, spiritually speaking, because the blind cannot lead the blind. They'll all fall into the ditch. You must be led by someone that's really real, someone that's been saved by the grace of God, someone that belongs to the body of Christ, someone who's got the Holy Spirit in them, someone who's trying to practice what they preach, and someone who's trying to put up a fight, who's trying to be a soldier, who's trying to say yes to the will of the Lord and no to their flesh, because we all have the flesh to contend with. The law of sin is in our members. And oh, wretched man that I am, Paul says, now that he used to be, but we're still, even myself, I'm still wretched. Not to say that I'm running after willful acts of sin, but I still have the sentence of death in my body, and Adam, all are going to die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. No one's going to get past that, because there's no discharge in the war of death. You can fight death. You can war against it, but eventually we're going to be overtaken, because sin is in our members, and the wages of sin is death. But praise God, the gift of God is eternal life through our lovely Lord Jesus Christ. But we must see ourselves. That's why the Bible was given, that we may see ourselves. It's a plan of salvation. It's how you come and be redeemed and reconciled to the Lord. Now, I can guarantee you that you must be truthful. In order to be reconciled back to God, you got to be real with and about yourself. You got to come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. You can't just know about Him. You can't just go through the formality of religion and joining the church, getting baptized in the water, knocking on doors, fasting, giving your money, tithing. I mean, some of those things are good, but you get the cart before the horse. If you've never come to Calvary in reality and gotten saved, you got to repent. But you got to give up the world in order to have this pearl of great price, the gem of all heaven, which is Jesus Christ. You got to give up the world in order to have Him. He's worth it. He deserves it all. And I tell you, we just need to say no to self and yes to Jesus and yes to the will of the Lord for our lives. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He says all the rest shall be added. He'll bless you with the abundant life on earth. And He'll give you the free gift of eternal life one day after a while. The best is yet to come. But yet, we're in the middle of this thing called creation and the fall of man. And it's going to progress downward, just like the Bible says. Unfortunately, the Bible talked about in the old world, man progressed worse and worse. Each generation began to get worse and worse and worse. That he even grieved God, and God repented that he even made man to dwell upon the face of the earth. And he had to bring down judgment on the first world, because he's a righteous judge. And he brought down the flood that killed all except that one family that was in Noah's ark. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And if you want to be spared from judgment and spared from hell, I tell you, you must find grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's always been by grace. It always will be by grace. The Bible says God's throne is established in grace. It's not established in our works. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that it is not of yourself. It's not by works of the law, not by the works of anything, but by the gift of God do we get saved. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. God will reject the works of your hands. He'll reject the fruit of your body. He'll reject your own blood. He'll reject the blood of anybody else. I mean, no one died for you. Of course, Noah didn't die for you, but I'm seeking to say, Mary, she didn't die for you, even though that there's a religion made out of her name. She can't help that the Catholics took her name and worshiping her and worshiping Paul and Peter and James and John. They're praying to the apostles, but you're not to pray to any person. Call no one on the earth your father, your spiritual father, except the Lord. And I tell you, you got to call on the Lord, not call on man. It wasn't man's blood that was shed for you. It was God's blood through His Son. Jesus died for you. He offered up the untainted blood. Muhammad did not die for you. Mary didn't die for you. Buddha did not die for you. No one shedded their blood for you. I mean, there's been great people along the way in this world that's shed their blood, that we may have physical freedom. And there was also those that were the Lord Jesus' disciples who died as a martyr and died for lifting up the name of Jesus and trying to preach the gospel. And the Lord's got a special place in heaven for those types of people who's paid the supreme sacrifice. But just because you may be a war hero and you give your body, lay down your life, that work there is not good enough to get you to heaven. It's what Jesus did. It's His work that He did on the cross of Calvary. Everything else is dung. It's nothing. It's waste. We have to lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And it's because of Jesus can we be reconciled and redeemed, and we can pass through the forbearance of God if we have the blood applied to our heart. I'm talking about the untainted blood of the Lamb without spot, the Lamb without blemish, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You must know Him as your personal Savior. That's the only cleansing agent on the earth. It's not the water baptism. And I must say this because we're living in a day and an hour where the church world is full of religious formality, but they are without the reality of God. The Bible says in the last days, people would have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They would be going through the formality of religion, confessing His name, getting dipped in the watery grave, the baptismal pool, and trying to turn over a new leaf. But those particular types of things are not good enough. They're not strong enough. It's all going to go up in vain. They're not going to get you past the grave. But you must be born again first, where you pray and repent of your sins. And then in reality, if you mean business in that prayer, if you've been convicted by the preaching of the Word of God, and you've seen yourself as a sinner, and you are willing to give up the world and pray to the Lord and call on Him with godly sorrow that you sinned against Him, sorrowful that you sinned against your neighbor, sorry that you have sinned, and call on Him with all your being, and He'll save you, and He'll let you know that you got saved. He'll put His Spirit in you, His nature in you. He'll change your course, establish where you're going. It's a reality of being saved. But we're living in a day and hour where it's a watered-down gospel coming behind, from the pulpit, and a lot of these preachers are preaching these things. They're not saved themselves. And I tell you, it's just the dead producing more of the dead. It's the blind leading the blind, and they're both going to fall into the ditch. You can't get to heaven by listening to someone who's not really saved. I don't care how sincere he is. He may be talking about the name of Jesus. He may be saying, well, you get baptized in this water and come back next week and join the church. But that's not good enough, my friend. I do believe in joining the church. I do believe in getting baptized in the water. But if that's all you got, you've just been counterfeited by the devil. You've just been found the victim of religion. All this talk about repeat this prayer after me. And then if you repeat this prayer, and if you meant it, you then went and got yourself saved. I wouldn't give you a wooden nickel for that. That's the formality of religion. You got to be broken contrite. You got to be praying out of your own heart. The Holy Spirit's got to convict you before He could ever pardon you. And you got to call on Him when you are convicted and give up your life, give up yourself in order to have this pearl of great price, the gem of all heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He knows your heart. He knows your downset and your uprising. He understands your thoughts are far off. But you got to pray with all your being, and He'll save you. And then you can get baptized in the water. And then you can join the church. And then you can go knock on doors. And then you can actually tell people a real burning testimony how the Lord really delivered you from sin and from drugs and from alcohol and from sex, inordinate sex, and all the different types of sins in the world that the devil has for everyone. He's got people bound up. He'll deliver you, and then you'll have a real, true, living, burning, living testimony, and it'll be influential in helping others because you'll tell them with love and compassion. It'll help them. And that's what I'm trying to do to you today, reason with you with love and compassion, because I don't want you counterfeited. I want you to have real, genuine religion that will give you peace now and joy on the earth now and the abundant life in Christ now on the earth, and then rest assured eternal life when you leave your body, when you have to pay the price of sin, which is death. When you're separated from your body, you'll go to heaven, and there'll be eternities of eternities that you'll live forever with the Lord. But I see my time's already quickly come and gone. I want the best for you. That's why I'm preaching. And God bless you until this time next week, my friend. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.